Chapter 13, The Retaliation. The meeting ended without a handshake. Vera gathered her papers, gave a polite nod to each of them, and left without promising a timeline for next steps. The door clicked shut, and for a moment the only sound was the faint hum of the overhead lights. Riley stayed seated, one hand resting flat on the table, the other drumming a slow rhythm against the arm of his chair. He didn't look at Ava. He didn't need to. His silence felt heavier than words. When he finally stood, he adjusted his tie, gave a small, controlled smile, and walked out without so much as a glance in her direction. No muttered threat. No sarcastic parting shot. Just absence, the kind that tells you something is coming. You just don't know when. By the time Ava returned to her desk, the morning's easy chatter had thinned to short greetings and sidelong glances. People who normally stopped to talk passed by with a quick smile and a busy day excuse. She felt it in the air, a subtle cooling, like a window had been left open in the middle of winter. The first signs came as minor inconveniences. A client file she'd been waiting on took an extra day to reach her inbox. A meeting request she'd sent to a cross-team manager came back with a sorry, already committed, that didn't match his usually open schedule. Her request for updated project data was forwarded 3 times before landing with the wrong department entirely. Small things, each one easy to brush off as a mix-up. But Ava knew better. Riley was too careful to be obvious. He'd been in corporate long enough to know that retaliation works best when it's invisible to everyone but the target. You bury it in delays, in lost messages, in half-finished handovers that leave the other person scrambling to fix them. You make them look disorganized without ever touching their work. 2 days after the meeting, she noticed a new pattern. Anytime she looped Riley in on a project update, his responses were polite but deliberately vague. Thanks noted, or we'll revisit this. Phrases that meant nothing and left no commitment on record. At the same time, he began CCing mid-level managers on his replies to her, a way of framing her communications as if they needed oversight. It wasn't just about slowing her down. It was about building a picture. One where Ava was no longer the independent, reliable lead she had been, but someone whose work required constant monitoring. She tried to address it head-on without being direct. In team meetings, she kept her updates crisp and documented, making sure every completed milestone was visible to the group. She asked follow-up questions in writing, forcing clarity on tasks Riley tried to leave open-ended. But it was like trying to swim against a current that shifted direction whenever she moved. Late one afternoon, while reviewing timelines for a client proposal, she found that the resource allocation document she needed had been accidentally updated with outdated figures. The changes were small enough that someone skimming might not notice, but big enough to cause problems if the client spotted them. When she checked the edit history, Riley's name was there, along with a timestamp from the night before. No one else would see the significance. It would look like an innocent mistake, but to Ava, it was a clear message. I can reach into your work without you knowing. She saved a screenshot, filed it away in her private folder, and locked her computer for the night. On her way out, she passed Riley in the hallway. He was leaning against the wall, phone in hand, talking to someone with that easy, confident laugh he used in public settings. He caught her eye for just a second, offered a polite nod, then went back to his call as if she were nothing more than a passing shadow. By the end of the week, the weight of small disruptions had begun to press harder. A project she'd been scheduled to lead was reassigned to balance workload. An internal document she'd been collaborating on was suddenly locked for final edits, with Riley listed as the sole editor. She noticed that when she spoke in meetings, he sometimes leaned back in his chair, arms crossed, and glanced at the clock. Not enough to draw attention, but enough for her to notice and feel the shift in perception. It was death by a thousand cuts, and Riley was holding the blade just far enough from view. On Monday morning, her inbox held a message marked "Internal Use Only." It wasn't from Riley. It was from HR. The subject line read, "Follow-up regarding workplace environment survey." She hadn't filled out any survey. She clicked it open. The body was short. "We've received some feedback regarding your management style and communication. We'd like to schedule a time to discuss and review next steps." No details. No sender name beyond the generic HR team. Ava sat back in her chair, her pulse climbing. Riley had found a new front. Ava stared at the email for a long time, reading the lines over and over, hoping the words might rearrange themselves into something harmless. but they didn't. It was the same vague corporate script. Feedback, concerns, review next steps. Nothing solid enough to challenge, but heavy enough to suggest trouble. She checked the timestamp. 6:14 a.m. Someone had set this in motion before most of the office was awake. Her first instinct was to hit reply and demand specifics. Instead, she closed the window and opened her personal notes folder. If Riley was starting to formalize the whispers, she needed to be ready. Every vague phrase in that email was a placeholder waiting to be filled with something he'd planted. She spent the rest of the morning pulling together her paper trail. Clear project milestones, meeting notes, the screenshot of the altered resource document. She wasn't going to accuse him outright. Not yet, but she wasn't walking into HR blind. When the meeting invite came through an hour later, it was for 3 p.m. in a small glass-walled conference room on the opposite side of the building. The sender's name was Marael, HR business partner. Ava had never dealt with her directly. The walk over felt longer than it should have. The room was already set up when she arrived. Mara sitting at the far end of the table, laptop open, a polite but guarded smile on her face. She gestured for Ava to sit. "Thanks for making time today," Mara began, her tone even and rehearsed. "I wanted to follow up on some feedback we've received in the recent workplace environment survey, as well as a few additional comments that came through other channels." Ava kept her expression neutral. "I don't recall filling out a survey. This was open to all staff. Not everyone chose to participate," Mara said. She glanced at her screen. "The feedback isn't tied to names, it's anonymous. But it's our responsibility to address patterns when we see them." Ava leaned forward slightly. "What patterns?" There was a pause, the kind people take when they're deciding how much to say. "Comments about communication tone, responsiveness, and team inclusiveness," Mara said finally. "Nothing formal at this stage, but enough for us to want a conversation." It was almost impressive, the way Riley's fingerprints were nowhere and everywhere at once. Communication tone could mean anything. Responsiveness could be framed around the delays he'd engineered. Team inclusiveness. That was a neat one, hinting at interpersonal issues without defining them. Ava kept her voice steady. "If there are specific incidents, I'd like to review them so I can address them directly." Mara shook her head lightly. "There aren't specific incidents listed. This is more about perception and culture." Perception. The one word that made every defense harder to mount. They talked in circles for another 15 minutes, with Mara repeating phrases like awareness, impressions, and opportunities to improve. By the end, Ava had been given no formal warning, no official action plan, but she knew exactly what this was. The seed had been planted. The next time something happened, no matter how small, it would be framed as confirmation. As she walked back to her desk, she caught sight of Riley through the glass of a side meeting room. He was leaning over a colleague's chair, pointing at something on their screen, his expression light and engaged. He looked up as she passed, and for the briefest moment, their eyes met. There was nothing in his face, no smirk, no raised brow, but she could feel the weight of the unspoken. By late afternoon, she had her countermove forming. She wouldn't confront him directly. That would give him the reaction he wanted. Instead, she'd begin her own quiet campaign, documenting, gathering allies, and controlling the version of herself others saw. If he wanted to work in shadows, she could match him step for step. Before shutting down her computer for the day, Ava drafted a simple, upbeat email to her immediate team. "Hi all, as we head into next week, I want to thank everyone for their hard work on the Reynolds project. I've updated the project tracker with the latest timelines and deliverables, so we're all aligned. Let me know if you need any adjustments before Thursday's review." Short, professional, visible. The kind of message that lived in inboxes long after hallway whispers faded. At 6:27 p.m., just as she was packing her bag, a new email landed in her inbox. This one wasn't from HR. The subject line, "Change in project leadership, effective immediately." Ava sat back down, the strap of her bag still looped over her shoulder. The email was short, 5 sentences, written in the flat, careful tone of someone who'd edited it twice before hitting send. The Reynolds project would now be co-led by Riley effective immediately, with the stated goal of streamlining communication and enhancing cross-functional alignment. No mention of her performance. No hint of dissatisfaction. But the subtext was clear. Leadership was being split, and Riley was being positioned as the visible point of contact. She read it twice, then looked at the timestamp. Sent at 6:25 p.m., 2 minutes before she'd planned to leave. Perfect timing to make sure she sat with it overnight, with no one to answer questions until morning. Her first instinct was to reply to the sender, a senior director she barely interacted with, and request clarification. She didn't. This wasn't a move you counter in writing. Not yet. Instead, she went into the shared project drive and checked the access logs. Sure enough, Riley had been in the leadership folder multiple times over the last week, most recently that morning. She thought back to the altered resource file, the delays, the HR meeting. This was the culmination, not a blowout, but a reframe. From this moment forward, every success on the project would have his name attached. When she walked into the office the next day, the shift was already visible. People weren't avoiding her. Not exactly. But conversations that used to pause when she entered now kept going without her. Riley was stationed in the open area near the conference rooms, visible, accessible, smiling. He greeted people by name as they passed, his tone warm but assertive. In the 10 a.m. project check-in, he led the conversation, even though she'd set the agenda. "I think we should consider accelerating the client feedback loop," he said, leaning forward in his chair. "I've already spoken to two of our key contacts, and they're open to more frequent updates." It wasn't an unreasonable suggestion, but it subtly framed him as the one pushing for progress. Ava noticed the way eyes turned toward him when he spoke, then to her, as if expecting her to challenge it. She didn't. Instead, she nodded. "That could work. Let's build that into the timeline." The meeting ended without tension, but she could feel the recalibration happening in the room. The slow erosion of her authority disguised as collaboration. By lunch, she decided on her next step. If Riley was controlling perception through visibility, she'd counter through credibility. She sent a quiet message to two team members she trusted, people who had been on her side long before this project. "Quick question. Are you both free for coffee later this week? Need your perspective on a few things." One replied within minutes. The other sent back a thumbs-up emoji. At 3:15 p.m., she got an unexpected ping on her messaging app. It was from Darren, a mid-level analyst who wasn't on her immediate team, but had been in a few cross-department meetings. "Hey, can we talk? I think you should know something." She paused before replying. "About the project?" "About Riley," came the response. Darren chose the small coffee shop across from the loading dock. The windows faced a brick wall. The music played low. Two tables sat empty near the back. He waited with both hands around a paper cup. When he saw Ava, he stood too fast and almost knocked the chair. They sat. He looked at the door, then at the floor. He spoke in a low voice. "I did not know how to say this on chat. I do not want trouble." "You will not get trouble from me," Ava said. "Say what you heard. Give me times and names." He nodded, still tense. "Tuesday. 4:45. Small huddle room by the print station. Riley met with David and one of the sales leads. Her name is Nora. The blinds were half open. I was at the printer outside the room. I heard pieces through the gap." Ava waited. "He told them you had been hard to include on Reynolds. He said you held dates too tight. He said the client wanted flexibility and you blocked that. He said he took on extra work to keep things moving. Then he used a phrase that stuck in my head. She needs a counterweight. He pushed the split lead idea. He said it would calm the floor." Darren stared at his hands. "I know how this sounds. I did not plan to listen in. I tried to ignore it. Then the leadership email went out." "What else?" Ava said. "Exact words help. He told them you send too many updates to compliance. He called them alarms. He said he would route sensitive items before they reached the wrong audience. He said he wanted to protect the client from noise." Ava kept still. "Did David agree?" "He nodded a few times. He asked if the client asked for faster loops." "Riley said yes. He did not show anything. No email. No note. He said he had spoken with contacts." Nora liked that idea. She said sales liked faster loops. Darren looked up. "There is more. He said you tend to freeze the room when you ask for written confirms. He said it hurts momentum." Ava wrote the phrases on a small card. "Counterweight. Alarms. Freeze the room." She underlined each one. "What made you reach out to me?" she said. "I was in a desk pod with two new hires yesterday," he said. "Riley stopped by and said the split lead was a relief. He said you could focus on paperwork while he handled people. He said it like a joke." He smiled. They laughed. It fell off. I do not want to sit through that again. Thank you, Ava said. Do you remember exact times for both moments? Tuesday 4:45 for the room, he said. Yesterday 11:20 near the pod. I can send a note with both. Send a note to yourself, Ava said. Then forward it to me. Use plain lines. No opinions. I will not share your name without a direct ask. Darren exhaled. I do not want my name in this. I will still send the notes. He took a small sip of coffee. The cup shook. Ava kept her tone steady. Did you hear my name tied to a specific miss or risk? No, he said. He spoke in general terms. Tone. Style. Momentum. He did not name an error. She nodded. That helps. He sat back. I am not brave. I do not want to fight. You gave me facts, Ava said. That matters more. They left the shop 3 minutes apart. Ava walked the long way back. She needed the extra blocks to set the steps in her head. At her desk, she opened a new note. Title read back. Retaliation Phase 2. She listed what Darren had given her. Tuesday 4:45. Riley with David and Nora. Phrases used. Counterweight, alarms, protect the client from noise, freeze the room. Goal stated. Split lead, frame as relief. Wednesday 11:20. Pod comment. Paperwork joke. People handler line. She saved the note to the archive. She then wrote a second file labeled actions. 3 bullet lines. 1. Secure third party confirms for client loop claims. 2. Surface a small win with clear human impact. 3. Launch pilot report on change control kit with metrics by Friday. She started with the first. She sent a short message to the 2 client contacts on Reynolds. Subject. Feedback cadence check. Body. Thank you for last week's input. Would a weekly update with a short summary and clear next actions be useful? If you prefer a different cadence, reply with your choice. Daily, twice weekly, weekly. We will set the plan today. She CC'd Lena. She did not include Riley. It was a check, not a debate. Both contacts replied within an hour. Weekly with clear next steps. No request for more. Ava filed the replies and sent a short line to Lena. Client preference confirmed. Weekly with action list. No push for daily. We'll update the plan. Next, she solved a problem fast and visible. A vendor had an issue with a data feed on Johnson. She booked a 10-minute huddle. She joined 2 minutes early. She shared a screen and traced the path of the failure. She told the vendor what to change and where to send the test. The fix landed in 5 minutes. She thanked them, closed the bridge, and sent a 2-line update to the team. Issue fixed. No change to timeline. She CC'd the cross-team list. Small win, public tight. Then she opened the pilot report for the kit. She kept it simple. 4 numbers on 1 page. Errors reduced on the 2 accounts in week 1. Response time from vendor to team on the recorded bridge. Number of change requests filed with the form. Number of minutes saved on meeting recap work. She did not add a chart. She used a table. She sent the page to Lena. She added 1 line. More next Friday. By late afternoon, the office felt brighter. Work moved. The calendar held. The vendor replied on time. Riley kept to his desk. He spoke in low tones to 2 people in sales. He did not smile much. At 4, Darren's email arrived. It contained 2 short paragraphs. Tuesday 4:45 p.m. Huddle by print station. Present. Riley, David, Nora. Heard through open blind. Quotes. She needs a counterweight. We route sensitive items before they hit the wrong audience. Her updates read as alarms. She locks the room when she asks for written confirms. Outcome sought. Split lead. Wednesday 11:20 a.m. Pod near West Windows. Riley to 2 new hires. Split lead is a relief. Ava can focus on paperwork while I handle people. Tone joking. Ava saved the email in a folder named Witness Notes. She replied with 1 line. Received. Thank you. She sat back and thought through the next move. HR had opened a nebulous thread. Leadership had set a split on 1 project. Riley had seeded jokes and half claims. She needed 1 clean step that moved the frame back to work and away from rumor. She chose a readout. Monday morning. 10 minutes. No flourish. She wrote the steps. Open with 3 outcomes delivered last week. No adjectives. State the numbers. Show the email replies from the client on cadence. Show the pilot table. Close with 1 ask. Adopt the change control kit on both accounts through the end of the quarter. She sent a calendar invite to the project group, the two directors, and the sales lead. Title read, Monday 10-Minute Outcomes. She placed the agenda in the body. She attached the pilot page. She did not add names to the subject. She did not add any notes about the split. She kept it clean. 15 minutes later, the sales lead Nora replied. Thanks. Clear. She added a thumbs up icon in the line. Not words. Enough. Riley replied next. He wrote two words. Looks good. Ava flagged the replies and closed her laptop. She started to pack when her screen lit again. A new email from compliance. Subject. Follow-up questions on recording policy. Meeting tomorrow 3 p.m. Required. She opened it. The body asked for policy citations and scope of her use. It asked for the names of any people on the clips. It asked for confirmation that the files stayed inside the company network. It asked for the dates she enabled the bridge on vendor calls. The last line held her eye. Please do not edit any folders or messages related to Dixon and Johnson before this meeting. She stared at the sentence. It sat there like a weight on the desk. It did not name a person. It did not accuse. It pointed in a direction. She forwarded the email to Lena with one line. Received. I will bring the policy pages and a folder list. Lena replied. I will attend. Ava added another row to her actions note. Pull policy citations. List bridge settings. Print folder trees with timestamps. Bring the packet that shows the call links. She picked up her bag. She paused at the door and looked back at her desk. The notebook lay open with three lines visible. Record holds. People shift. Paper keeps the room steady. She turned off the light. On the train, she drafted a simple message to the two allies she had asked for coffee. Confirmation for Wednesday. She kept the text plain. Thanks for making time. I will bring a short readout. I want your view on a plan. When she reached her stop, another message arrived. Unknown number. Short text. He is trying one more angle. Watch your shared folders tonight. She stopped on the sidewalk and read it again. No name. No context. The sky had turned a flat blue. The message sat on the screen like a steady tone. She put the phone in her pocket and walked home with a faster pace. At her kitchen table, she opened the laptop and checked the folder permissions on Reynolds and Dixon. No new names added. She checked the version history on three key files. No edits in the last hour. She set an alert for changes on the handover deck and the pilot page. She closed the lid. She wrote a single sentence on a card and tucked it into the front of her bag. Do not chase. Show the record. Ask the room to align. Chapter 14. The line in the log. Ava arrived 10 minutes early. She carried one slim folder and a small stack of prints. The hallway outside conference 2 was quiet. The door stood open. The room light glowed white. The red record light on the table puck was off. Vera sat at the far end again. Same gray blazer. Same notebook. She looked up once, then back to her laptop. Good morning, Vera said. Morning, Ava said. Lena walked in a minute later. She set her tablet down and took the same seat as before. No small talk. It steadied the air. Riley arrived on the hour. He carried a legal pad and nothing else. He nodded at the group and took a chair on the left. His face was still. Vera pressed the button on the puck. The small red light came on. Recording for internal notes, she said. Agenda today. 1. Review of change control artifacts. 2. Script activity on the training deck and form inbox. 3. Policy scope for hallway audio and recorded bridges. 4. Access controls going forward. She looked at Ava. Start with your artifacts. Ava slid three prints across the table. Folder trees for Dixon and Johnson as of last night, she said. Timestamps on the right. Version export report for the last 7 days. Links to the two bridge recordings in the lower left. All items are in the team drive. No private storage. Vera scanned the trees. She drew a small square around the training deck path. Version report first, she said. Ava passed the single page. 4 columns. File name. Edit time. Editor. Hash. Line 4, Ava said. Training deck final. 6:21 this morning. Editor shows service account. Hash changed. Compare shows two edits. Slide 8 and slide 12. Vera read the line. You brought the diff. Ava slid the diff forward. Two images sat side by side. On the left, clean slides. On the right, a new bullet on 8 and merged owner text on 12. She did not speak while Vera read the captions. Vera looked up. Source of that edit. Scheduled script, Ava said. The job log shows a template pulled into the deck. The template lives in a folder Riley manages. The job first touched this file today. Riley leaned forward. I used an automation to standardize headers on several decks. It also adjusted the owner line. That was housekeeping. Housekeeping that changed owners and added flexibility to dates, Lena said. Her tone stayed flat. Riley spread his hands. Only to reflect the split lead. We have alignment on that. Owners are separate in the packet, Ava said. Deck should match the packet unless a change request is approved. Vera did not react. Ava, continue. For 20 yesterday, Ava said. The form inbox received a request from a script to change the owner line to joint lead. The bot posted the alert to the team channel with the source. IT trace shows the script owner as Riley. Riley kept his eyes on the legal pad. I ran a test to see if the form could route requests from templates. It was not meant as a final change. Vera wrote one short line. Was the team informed about this test? She asked. No, Riley said. Was a change request filed? Vera asked. No, Riley said. Vera turned to Lena. What is your expectation when an automation touches deliverables? Announce the scope before use, Lena said. Keep logs. Do not change owners or dates without written approval. Thank you, Vera said. She set the diff to the side and tapped the puck once to confirm the red light. Next topic, she said. Policy scope for recorded audio. Two items. Hallway clips and recorded bridges. Ms. Thomas, please state your basis. Ava slid a two-page policy printout forward. Company letterhead. Section numbers in bold. Hallways are common spaces, she said. Policy 9.3 allows recording for note accuracy during work interactions in common areas. Policy 9.4 requires that recordings be used only for work trace and not shared outside the company. Both clips stayed in the company drive and were used to support written corrections. Bridge calls are covered by Policy 12. The vendor consent banner states the call is recorded for notes and quality. The file saves to the team folder. Vera read the sections. She marked two lines with a pen. Thank you, she said. Riley raised his head. Were people informed that hallway audio was in use? The policy is posted, Ava said. I did not announce it each time. I used clips only to write corrections to the team record. I did not publish raw files. Vera looked at Lena. Leadership view. Within policy, Lena said. I want clarity on scope going forward. We do not want people to feel watched. We do want records when decisions are made outside rooms. Understood, Vera said. She returned to the laptop and opened a new window. Now we will look at the inbox alerts, she said. I have the bot transcript from yesterday. Two small requests processed. 2 and 4 minute rounds. One script submission flagged. Ms. Thomas, why did you expose the alert feed to the full channel? So the floor could see response times, Ava said. It shows we are open and fast. It also prevents side claims that we are slow or rigid. Vera nodded once. Do you plan to keep the public alerts? Yes, Ava said. Unless you advise against it. Lena spoke. Keep them. It helps other teams. Vera placed her pen flat on the notebook. Next, bridge recordings. We listened to one part of a call last session. We will not repeat that today. I will instead ask a direct question. She looked at Riley. Do you disagree with any date or owner on page one of the packet as it stands right now? Riley took a slow breath. No. Do you plan to run any scripts that affect client-facing files before a change is approved? Vera asked. No, Riley said. Do you plan to submit any change requests through forms by script? She asked. No, he said. Vera wrote a short line, then closed her notebook. Final topic, she said. Access controls. We will set interim rules until this review closes. I propose that ownership of the training deck and related files rests with Ms. Thomas. Automation scripts that touch these files are disabled. Any change to owners or dates must be requested by email to the shared inbox and approved by the director. Any hallway claims that contradict the packet are out of process. Use email. Agree or disagree? Agree, Lena said. Ava said, agree. Riley looked at the red light on the puck. Agree. Good, Vera said. We will send a written summary today. She did not end the meeting. She turned a page back in her notebook. One more point, she said. We have two hallway clips. We heard one. The second will be cataloged and compared to written activity on that day. if there is a pattern of verbal statements that do not match written records, we may escalate to a formal process review. Riley spoke for the first time with heat. This is getting punitive. I am trying to move work forward. Vera's voice stayed level. Moving work forward does not conflict with writing things down. We are not looking at tone. We are looking at alignment. Riley leaned back. I get it. Good, Vera said. She pressed the puck. The red light went dark. Formal section complete. I will ask for 5 more minutes off record with the director and Ms. Thomas. Riley's jaw worked. Do you want me to wait outside? Yes, Vera said. We will call you back if needed. He stood. He looked at Lena. She did not look up. He left the room without a word. The door clicked. The silence felt different without the recorder. Vera turned to Ava. You kept clean lines in a noisy space, she said. I have one concern. Hallway audio will spook people if it spreads by rumor. We need a path that does not make you the center of that story. I can stop using the hallway mic, Ava said. The inbox and bridge cover most of the gaps now. Good, Vera said. Archive the 2 clips. Do not add new hallway files unless a director asks. Keep the bridge recordings and the inbox going. Those create structure without raising flags. Understood, Ava said. Lena spoke. I will back the inbox and the bridge in a note to the floor. I will make it about speed and client safety. Your name will not be in the first line. Ava nodded. Thank you. Vera closed her laptop. Next step. I will send interim controls in writing this afternoon. If any script touches a deck this week, IT will alert me. If any private note to leadership contradicts the packet, forward it to me with subject line process variants. Do not argue inside the thread. Send me the facts. Understood, Ava said. Understood, Lena said. Vera stood. Bring the same packet to the readout on Friday. We will check that the file tree matches what you showed today. She left. Lena stayed seated for one breath. You handled that well, Lena said. Keep your steps short and boring. Let the logs do the talking. I will, Ava said. They walked out together. The hallway smelled like toner again. 2 analysts stood by the copier and fell quiet as the door opened. Then they kept talking. The quiet broke. That felt right. Back at her desk, Ava sent a 2-line recap to the team. Interim controls in place. Deck locked to the packet. All owner or date changes go through the inbox and director approval. She attached Vera's 4-bullet list once it arrived. She pinned the message to the channel. At 11, the form inbox chimed with a real change. Vendor asked for a small shift to a training slot, not the handover. The request came in by email and through the form. Ava approved it in 9 minutes. The bot posted the round trip time. The chat thread filled with simple check marks. No debate. At noon, Riley stood near the glass wall again. He spoke to 2 people from sales. He kept his hands open while he talked. He did not look toward Ava. She took no notes. She approved 2 more small tweaks and closed out the morning tasks. At 1, an email from compliance landed. Subject line: Interim access rules. It named Ava as file owner on the deck. It disabled automation scripts on client decks until further notice. It required director approval for owner or date changes. It added 1 final line. Side channel notes that comment on personal reliability are to be avoided. Raise process concerns in documented forums. Ava pinned that email under her recap. At 3, the unknown number texted again. For words. He will test tonight. She stared at the screen. She wrote 1 sentence to herself. Do not chase what has not happened. She set new alerts on the deck folder and the inbox. She asked IT to route script run notices to her email. She told herself to go home on time. At 5, she stood and put her folder in her bag. She crossed the floor and paused by the project board. The QR sheet still hung there. A fresh pen mark circle showed people had used it all day. Riley walked by with his coat on his arm. He gave a polite nod. See you tomorrow, he said. See you, Ava said. She did not try to read his face. She did not plan a counter. The day had written its own page. The rules were on the board. The inbox was open. The deck was locked to fax. She stepped into the elevator and watched the doors meet. The cab hummed. Her phone buzzed once in her pocket. She did not look. Not yet. She let the floor count down to the lobby. Then she stepped into the evening air and checked the screen. No alert. No edit. Only the quiet line from the unknown number still on the thread. She slipped the phone away and walked toward the train with her shoulders even. The line in the log was clear. Tomorrow would show if he crossed it. Ava cooked simple food and cleaned the counter while the kettle cooled. She set her bag on the chair by the door and left the zipper open. The folder sat inside with the packet and the diff. She kept the house quiet on purpose. It helped her hear the phone if an alert came through. She opened the laptop at the kitchen table and signed into the watcher panel. No red marks yet. She set three safeguards. First, a snapshot of the Dixon and Reynolds folders with hashes in a small table. She saved the table with the exact time in the file name and mailed it to herself. Second, a standing request to IT on the on-call channel. Please mirror any script runs on client decks to my inbox tonight. Include the script owner and the target path. Third, a local screen recorder in a tiny window. If an alert fired, she would capture the screen as she opened each item. That way the timestamps and view order would be clear. She checked her list. Policy sites ready. Folder trees printed. Bridge settings noted. She placed the list under the folder clip and closed the bag. 8 o'clock. No alerts. She made tea and read the two client cadence replies again. Weekly with actions. No extra words. She filed them on the desktop for quick reach. 9 o'clock. A single text from a friend about weekend plans. She answered later works. She did not open any other apps. At 9:20 the first alert arrived. Subject line. Script attempt blocked on training deck final. The body listed the path, the time, and the script owner. Owner, Riley. Target, slide 12. Action requested. Update owner line to joint lead. Status, blocked by file lock. Ava started the screen recorder and opened the alert. She captured the header, the path, the owner, and the block status. She took a screenshot and saved it with the time. She did not reply to the email. She wanted the next step to land without guidance. 9:35. A second alert. Script attempt on packet PDF. Owner, Riley. Action requested. Replace page 1 with new header that merged owners. Status, blocked by permissions. She recorded the open again. She saved the screenshot. She added both items to a new note labeled night attempts with timestamps. She mailed the note to herself to create a third-party time mark. She considered calling Lena. She did not. The blocks had held. The logs were clean. A call would turn the night into noise. She set a rule for herself. Only call if a change lands. Otherwise collect. 9:48. A watcher ping on the form inbox. New entry submitted. Source script. Field text. Change owner to joint lead. Attached file. Image of a form with a faint timestamp in the corner. She opened the attachment. The image showed the form on a screen with a date in the lower right that did not match the server time. She checked the EXIF data. The image had been created at 9:46 with the local machine clock set 2 days earlier. She recorded the steps and saved the image with a note. Local clock offset. Server time authentic. Form time authentic. Attached image time false. 10:06. A calendar invite landed. Title. Urgent realign for training narrative. Time. Next day at 8 a.m. required. Sales lead David. Two new hires Riley. Optional. Ava. Location. Huddle B. She stared at the word optional. It was a small tell. She accepted and added Lena as optional. Then she sent a short note to Lena. Early morning session added. I accepted. I will bring the packet and the diff if needed. Lena replied with one word. Noted. 10:22. A security alert from IT. Attempted external share blocked on file training deck final. Target email flagged as personal. Source account, Riley. Status, blocked by policy. The alert included a reference number and a link for the detail view. She opened the link and recorded the screen. The interface showed a failed send to an address that matched a free mail domain. She did not know why he had tried that. Maybe a test. Maybe a copy out. It did not matter. The system had stopped it. She took a breath and stood to stretch. She filled the kettle and set it back on the stand. She sent the four alerts with screenshots to Vera and Lena in one email with a short body. For items tonight. All blocked. Script change to deck. Script change to packet. Script form entry. External share attempt. Details and images attached. I will bring the full set to the room at 8. Vera replied first. Received. Preserve all files. Do not alter names. Bring the machine if possible. Lena replied next. I will be at the 8 a.m. Ava closed the laptop for 5 minutes and washed the cup. She let the water run until the sound calmed her breath. Then she sat again and wrote a 1-page plan for the morning. Open with logs. Show attempts and blocks by time. State that the deck remains locked to the packet. Reconfirm owner lines and dates with the group. Ask for a clear statement from the director on script use. Propose that all scripts on client decks remain disabled for the quarter. Close with the inbox numbers to show speed. She printed the plan and slid it into the folder. She set her alarm and placed the phone face down. At 11:12, the phone buzzed again. The unknown number. He will try a clone to a new folder. Watch for a deck copy with a new name. She opened the laptop at once and set a watcher on the parent project folder. Not only the deck path. She told IT to route copy events to her email. Then she waited without clicking away. 11:19. Copy event. New folder created under an old path named Archive Trials. Subfolder name. Client Deck's Old Versions. File inside. Training Deck Final Copy. Hash did not match the original. Editor, Riley. She opened the compare. The copy had the flexible line and the merged owner text. She recorded the screen and saved the diff. She did not lock the copy. She did not delete it. She opened email and sent a short message to the group that had been invited to the 8 a.m. For tomorrow, please use this link to the current training deck. The deck is locked to match the packet and vendor confirms. Copies under any other path are not in scope and are not current. She pasted the correct link. She did not call out the clone. She let the link stand. Riley replied in 10 minutes. Thanks. My copy was for personal review only. We will use your link. No apology. No admission. She added his line to the night note with the time. Midnight passed. No new alerts. She turned off the screen recorder and set the laptop to sleep. She placed the folder in her bag and zipped it shut. She walked to the door and checked the lock. She stood there for a count of four and then went to bed. She woke before the alarm at 5:50. She dressed and ate toast. She opened the laptop. No new events. She sent the night digest to herself again in case she needed a quick forward on the floor. She reached the office at 7:30. The east windows threw a flat light across the floor. The watcher panel still showed the same last item at 11:19. She printed one more copy of the diff with a large time stamp at the top. At 7:55, she walked to Huddle B and set the folder on the table. The chairs were empty. The glass wall faced the aisle. She left the folder closed and stood by the whiteboard. At 8 o'clock sharp, the sales lead, David, the two new hires, and Riley arrived. Nora smiled and took a seat near the screen. David nodded once. The new hires sat together. Riley set his pad down and looked at the screen port as if he might connect a laptop. Ava spoke first. I brought the current deck link and the packet. Before we discuss narrative, we need to confirm the file in use. The current deck sits at this path. She handed the printed link to Nora and to David. It matches page one of the packet, and the vendor confirms. A clone exists in an archive folder. It is not current. Riley smiled. The clone was only for me. No one else opened it. Nora raised a hand. Let's keep the current link on the invite. We do not want confusion. Ava nodded. Agreed. Riley cleared his throat. I want to keep this fast. The client likes quick turns. We need room in the deck to show we can move when they ask. Ava kept her tone level. We have a 1-hour window for any change. We do not need a line in the deck to prove that. We need the email in the inbox when it happens. The deck will change after we approve the request. That is faster and cleaner than a flexible line. David looked at Nora. Works for me, he said. Nora said, keep it clear. No fuzzy lines. Ava opened the folder and placed the page with the form alerts on the table. 2 requests yesterday. 2- and 4-minute rounds. The bot posted times in the channel. This shows speed without blurring roles. Riley stared at the page for a long beat. He turned it upside down and pushed it back. Fine, he said. Use your system. I care about the client, not the label. Ava held his eyes for half a second, then looked down at her notes. She marked the time. 8:13. She wrote the phrase, use your system. The 10-minute huddle ran to 11. They set the order of slides and assigned 3 small content edits that had nothing to do with dates. Nora left happy. David looked relieved. The new hires asked who to send draft notes to. Ava said, use the inbox. We will return within the hour. The group filed out. Riley waited by the door and spoke with the new hires in a low voice. Ava did not try to listen. She packed the folder and walked straight to conference 2. The compliance room was booked for 9. She wanted the table. She wanted the light on the screen. Vera arrived at 8:55. Lena at 8:57. Ava set the night packet between them without preface. Vera read the top page with the 4 events. She did not look surprised. She underlined the external share line and the clone line. She flipped to the screenshots and the script owners. She closed the folder and set it square. "Thank you," Vera said. "We will add these to the file. We will also place a watch on the archive path. For today, keep the deck path clean and the inbox public." Lena looked at Ava. "Any edits from the client this morning?" "No," Ava said. "Only 2 small copy fixes from design. Both posted with times." "Good," Lena said. Vera opened her laptop. "I will send a note to the floor today. The subject will be process reinforcement. It will not name any person. It will name the rules. It will state that scripts on client decks are off for the quarter." Riley arrived at 9 with his pad. He sat and kept his hands still. Vera spoke in the same even tone. "We have last night's events on record. The deck remains locked to the packet. Scripts on client decks are off. If you have a process idea, bring it in writing and we will pilot it on a non-client file. Any questions?" "No," Riley said. "Good," Vera said. Meeting adjourned. They stood. Riley left first without a word. Ava held the chair back until the room cleared. She sat alone for a moment and let the silence land. Her phone buzzed once. The unknown number again. "He will stop pushing files. He will start pushing people." She slid the phone into her pocket. She opened her notebook and wrote 1 line. "The file war is over. The next move will be human." The morning after the file alerts, Ava walked into the office with her coffee and a quiet sense of bracing. She had been expecting Riley to make his next move digitally, another subtle change in the document logs. Instead, she found something far more disorienting: people's eyes. It started with the 2 interns who usually lit up when she walked in. Today, their greeting was muted, almost perfunctory. One of them shifted his laptop screen when she passed, as though guarding something from her view. She filed it away in her mind, not reacting, not pausing. At her desk, she opened her inbox and saw nothing unusual. The real activity was happening off-screen. Conversations stopped when she approached. Whispers resumed when she left the room. Twice, she caught the sound of her name in a tone that carried the hint of a smirk. By mid-morning, the change was undeniable. In the hallway, a designer she'd worked with on 3 major projects barely made eye contact, muttering something about being too swamped to talk. In the kitchen, a junior analyst slid his coffee mug closer to his chest as she reached past him for the sugar. Little things. Easy to dismiss individually. But together, they painted a picture. Riley had stopped playing with the files. Now he was playing with people. Ava kept her head down and her ears open. Every interaction became a data point. At 10:42, she jotted in her private notebook: avoidance behavior from Clara and Jamie, coordinated? At 11:15, Andre hesitated to confirm we're still aligned on Q4 plan. Possible seed planted. She wasn't looking for paranoia. She was building a case. In the break room, the trap finally took shape. Riley was leaning against the counter, holding a mug he probably didn't even want, talking to 3 employees from different teams. His voice carried, casual but deliberate. "You know how some people forget the chain of command?" He smiled as he said it, glancing briefly toward her without making it obvious. "Like they just make calls on things that affect everyone, without looping anyone in. Makes you wonder what else they're doing behind the scenes." The others chuckled lightly, not committing to agreement, but not challenging him either. Ava opened the fridge, took out a bottle of water, and closed the door without looking at him. The trick was clear. He wasn't naming her. He didn't have to. The implication was enough. She walked out without a word, knowing that any reaction in that moment would serve him better than silence. But inside, the understanding settled deeper. This wasn't about a project, or a folder, or even her role. This was about control of the story. Riley was making sure that when the moment came, the people around them would already be leaning his way. By lunch, the shifts were even more visible. A colleague who used to stop by her desk daily now sent a Slack message instead of walking over. Another, who once shared inside jokes during meetings, kept her eyes fixed on her laptop the entire time Ava spoke. Ava took the afternoon to quietly document patterns. Times. names, specific words she overheard. She wasn't going to fight this war by flailing at shadows. If Riley wanted to turn the office into a stage, she would be the one recording the performance. When 5 o'clock came, she packed up slowly, scanning the room one more time. She caught Riley at the far end, leaning into someone's ear with the same half-smile. He didn't look at her this time. He didn't need to. The message had been sent. On the train ride home, she flipped through her notes. The shift was clear, and so was the pattern. Riley was no longer trying to erase her work. He was trying to erase her credibility. And that, Ava realized, was harder to defend against. Because once doubt settles into people's minds, it's almost impossible to remove completely. She closed the notebook, staring at the darkened train window. The fight had moved into a new arena, one she couldn't control by locking files or checking timestamps. She would have to change her tactics. By the time her stop arrived, she had the beginnings of a plan. If Riley wanted to work in whispers, she would make sure the next whisper carried something he didn't expect. The conference room smelled faintly of stale coffee and warm electronics, the kind of low-level discomfort Ava had learned to notice only when her nerves were already alert. She had arrived early enough to claim a seat near the middle of the table, not at the head where the lead sat, and not in the shadows where eyes wandered past you. Here she could watch every face, every flinch, every sideways glance. Riley strolled in 3 minutes late, still wearing that disarming half-smile he used like a calling card. He dropped into the seat opposite her, flipping open his laptop without looking up, then muttered something to the person beside him that earned a quiet chuckle. Ava caught only fragments, her name among them, but the timing told her enough. This was going to be another one of those meetings. The department head ran through the first agenda points without drama. Ava listened, jotting notes that were as much about tone and timing as they were about content. Then Riley's hand twitched upward in that casual, not really raising his hand way, that let him interrupt without being called on. "Quick point," he said. "On the vendor rollout last month, there was some confusion about the timelines. I think Ava's version was, optimistic." The pause before optimistic was deliberate. The smile afterward even more so. A few eyes flicked toward her, the kind of glance that measured how you'd take the hit. She felt the old impulse to defend too quickly to fill the silence, and ignored it. Instead, she waited just long enough for the air to thin. "Actually," she said evenly, "the dates I provided came directly from the vendor's confirmed schedule. I have the signed email chain here, if anyone would like to see it." She tapped her folder, not her laptop. Paper carried weight in rooms like this. Across the table, someone adjusted their glasses. Another person stopped typing. The pause stretched. Riley leaned back in his chair as if he were unbothered, but his eyes cut toward her folder. "Well," he said lightly, "I guess there's always a gap between what's promised and what's real, right?" A chuckle floated from the far end of the table. Ava smiled, small, closed-lipped, unshaken. "Which is why," she said, "I also had a backup plan in place. It's in the report I sent last Friday. Page 4, second section. That contingency kept us on track when the shipment was delayed 2 days. You remember that update?" Her voice didn't rise. If anything, it softened. The kind of tone you used when helping someone recall something obvious. Someone else in the room nodded slowly. "Yeah, I remember that." The department head looked up from her notes. "Good. That's the kind of foresight we need on these projects." A murmur of agreement moved through the table. Riley's mouth curved into a smile that didn't reach his eyes. The meeting rolled on, but Ava felt the energy shift. People leaned toward her when she spoke now, as if her words carried a little more gravity than they had an hour ago. Riley stayed quiet for most of the next agenda item, fiddling with his pen, but she caught him watching her once or twice, measuring, recalibrating. When the final topic came up, he made one more attempt. "About the budget forecast, I think we might be overestimating the client's Q4 spend. Wouldn't want to lock ourselves in and have to scramble later." It was a safe-sounding comment, innocuous on the surface, but she knew the subtext, planting doubt before her analysis could be discussed. She looked straight at him. "That's a fair point, which is why I confirmed their projected spend with both the finance lead and their procurement officer. Those calls were recorded, and the transcripts in the shared folder." A faint smile touched her lips. "Of course, if there's newer information I haven't seen, I'm sure you'll share it." The wording left him no clean exit. If he pushed, he'd have to produce proof. If he backed down, The implication was clear. She'd already done the work. Riley glanced at his screen, then shrugged as if it wasn't worth the debate. No, no, sounds like you've got it covered. And that was that. The department head closed her laptop with a decisive click. All right, good work, everyone. Let's reconvene next week. Chairs scraped back. People stood, gathering their things. A couple of co-workers lingered near Ava as they headed for the door, making small talk that carried an edge of approval. One of them gave her a quick, almost conspiratorial smile. She didn't linger. She didn't need to. The point had been made without a single raised voice or sharp word. As she stepped into the hallway, she caught Riley in her peripheral vision, still packing up, his jaw tight despite the polite smile plastered across his face. She didn't look back. Chapter 15. The meeting broke and the hall filled with small noises. Shoes on carpet. A printer waking. Two people laughing at nothing in particular. Ava walked steady toward her desk. She felt eyes on her back. Not hostile. Curious. A few nods. One quiet, good points today. She thanked them and kept moving. Riley waited near the copy room. Low traffic. Thin light. He stood with his hands in his pockets and a relaxed face. When she drew level, he smiled. Got a minute, he said. Two, she said. He stepped inside the copy room. She followed but stayed near the door where people could see them in passing. I wanted to check in, he said. Your tone in there ran hot. It risks the room. I thought we agreed to align before group sessions. We agreed to use the record, she said. I did that. He kept the smile. I am trying to help you. If you keep correcting people in public, they will tune you out. That hurts your work. I corrected facts, she said. I did it with sources. That helps the work. He tilted his head. You hear that you are getting defensive, right? No, she said. I hear that when I show proof, you call it tone. That is the move. It has a name. The copier warmed and beeped. A staffer glanced in, saw them, and kept walking. Riley lowered his voice. You think this is a fight? It is not. We need to show that we can flex. Clients like that. We flex with written requests, she said. We move inside an hour when needed. That is faster than a vague line in a deck. He watched her. The smile did not reach his eyes. You win the paper games, he said. Congrats. The rest of the floor sees something else. They see a person who polices every word. They see someone who cannot let things breathe. Then bring them the numbers, she said. 2-minute turnarounds. 4-minute turnarounds. Zero slippage on dates. That is breath. That is trust. He took a slow breath of his own. You know I have support for the split lead. I know you pushed it in a small room and sold it as relief, she said. I know the phrases you used. Counterweight. Alarms. Freeze the room. People heard you. Silence. The copier thumped a stack into its tray. He watched the sheet settle. You think collecting quotes makes you safe, he said. It makes you look like you keep files on people. I keep files on work, she said. When your words touch the work, they enter the file. Riley stepped closer by one half step. Not enough to breach space. Enough to test it. You are building walls, he said. That gets lonely. I am building rails, she said. People can run faster on rails. He tried another angle. HR called you in for style concerns. That should tell you something. It tells me vague feedback is a tool, she said. It tells me someone wanted a note on my file before they pushed a bigger change. I did not fold. He exhaled through his nose. You like to be right. I like to be clear, she said. Clarity saves teams. He studied her for a beat, then sent out a soft laugh. See, there it is. You hear yourself. I do, she said. You should hear yourself too. Footsteps in the hall. A junior analyst paused, saw them, and gave a small wave. Riley straightened and put the smile back on like a jacket. We are on the same side, he said. Say that out loud with me. We are accountable to the same clients, she said. That is the side. He let the smile fall. This will not go how you think. It already is, she said. She stepped out of the copy room first. She did not look back. At her desk, she opened the project channel and posted a short note. Deck edits complete. 2 requests processed today. Next chance for changes is after the vendor session at 2. Use the form. Replies within 1 hour. She pinned the message and closed the window. She sent a second note to Lena. Plain lines. Copy room chat. Time. Place. Summary in 13 words. No adjectives. Lena replied with 1 word. Logged. The day moved. Small tasks. a vendor check, a budget tweak. She kept her eyes open for social drift. It came in little curls of behavior. A new hire sat with Riley at lunch and laughed at lines that were not jokes. A product manager repeated a claim about her being hard to schedule, then apologized when she showed the calendar invite he had missed. A designer asked if she wanted help keeping pace, then sent a thank you 2 minutes after she replied with a clean file and a deadline met. She wrote the words as she heard them. Help keeping pace. Hard to schedule. She wrote the times. She marked only the phrases that were exact. She deleted any line that felt like a guess. In the late afternoon, Darren sent a quiet message. He is asking people to route questions to him first. Says you are swamped. Wants to shield you. Ava wrote back. Thank you. Send your work to the inbox. We will keep times short. Darren sent a thumbs up. No more. At 4, Riley tried a private message. Let us get coffee and reset. I can help with your perception issues. She answered one line. Put any advice in writing to me and Lena. No reply came. At 4:30, a sales rep pinged her. Riley said we have room to float the training date if the client's travel shifts. Is that true? Ava answered in 12 words. Not true. Written request only. We reply within 1 hour. She attached the policy page and the inbox link. She added a short thank you for checking. The rep replied with a note of relief. Good to know. I will use the link. 5 minutes later, Riley posted in the channel. Reminder. Use the inbox for changes. Fastest path. He was quick to adopt other people's wins. That was an old trick. She let it pass. The win still helped the team. At 5, she walked to the cafe for water. 3 people sat at a corner table. Riley stood with them, hands loose, tone light. He said her name, then added control and rigid in the same breath. The words were not loud. They did not need to be. Ava set her bottle on the counter, then turned and walked to the table. She kept her voice steady. If you have a change request, use the link on the project board. We are turning them in minutes. If you have feedback about the plan, bring it to me or to Lena. If you have comments about me, say them now so I can answer with facts. Silence. The nearest person looked down. Riley smiled like this was a casual chat that had drifted off course. This is not the time, he said. We are just talking. You were talking about my work, she said. I showed up. That is the time. He held the smile. We are all friends here. We are co-workers, she said. Friends do not matter. Facts matter. A beat. Then Nora stepped into the space. I like the inbox, she said. My team gets fast answers. That helps my quarter. 2 nods around the table. Small. Real. Ava looked at Riley. Anything else? He shook his head once. We are good. She left the table and pinned the link again on the board on her way out. She did not feel triumphant. She felt clean. The air in her chest loosened by a notch. Back at her desk, a new email waited. Subject line, interim culture sessions. The body invited managers and project leads to a series on balancing structure and agility. Riley's name sat under the list of facilitators. Her name was not on the teaching list. Her name was in the first row of attendees. She read it twice. She did not sigh. She forwarded it to Lena with 4 words. We'll attend. Expect framing. Lena replied. Attend. Share notes. Keep your answers short. Ava set a reminder for the session. She wrote 1 private rule under it. Speak once per topic. Use 1 example. End with an ask. At 6 she packed her bag. On the way out she passed the project board. Someone had drawn a small box around the inbox code and written fast lane in neat letters. She did not know who. It was enough. In the elevator she let herself feel the shake that had been waiting in her hands. Not fear. Adrenaline. She pressed her palms against the rail and took 1 slow breath. Then another. Her phone buzzed. Unknown number. He will try to bait you in those culture sessions. He will say process kills trust. He will say you do not trust people. Answer with outcomes and names. She typed 3 words. Thank you. Noted. On the train, she drafted 3 clean examples for the session. 1 from Johnson. 1 from Dixon. 1 from a project last year. Each showed structure creating speed. Each had a person attached who got credit by name. She cut any phrase that felt like a sermon. She kept the verbs plain. Home. She set the folder on the table and wrote the last line of the day in her notebook. When he comes close, step to the light. Ask for the room. Use 1 page. Let the record do the rest. The culture session took place in the big training room on the third floor. Long tables, whiteboard across one wall, a tray of coffee and small cups near the door. People arrived in clusters and took seats with their teams. The HR partner Mara stood at the front with a slide that read balance structure and agility. Riley sat in the front row on the left. Ava chose a chair two rows back near the aisle where she could see faces and the door. Mara opened with ground rules. One person speaks at a time. Keep examples concrete. Tie comments to outcomes. She asked for a quick round of what works and what gets in the way. Riley spoke early. He kept his tone friendly. Teams move faster when they are trusted to act, he said. Heavy process can slow people. We want teams to breathe. We want leaders who do not freeze the room with forms and recaps. A few people nodded. Mara wrote trust and speed on the board. Ava waited. Two others shared small points about time zones and handoffs. Then Mara asked for an example of where structure helped or hurt. Ava raised her hand. Johnson data feed last week, she said. Vendor failed during a test. We used the bridge and the form. Fix in 5 minutes. No impact on the schedule. Design shipped on time. Outcome was clean. The form took 30 seconds. The bridge saved the call. The recap took 2 lines. Mara wrote 5 minutes on the board and underlined it once. Riley leaned back and smiled at the room. Good save, he said. Now think about the cost. Every time we add forms and logs, people talk less. They fear mistakes. They stop taking risks. Ava kept her voice level. The form did not stop the fix, she said. It let the fix land fast with the right eyes. No one feared it. People used it again that day. The bot times are in the channel. She turned to Nora. Sales saw the posts, Ava said. It helped your calls. True or not? Nora nodded. True. It let me confirm next steps with the client in under an hour. Mara wrote confirm fast on the board. Riley tried a softer angle. Some folks feel watched, he said. They think hallway mics and bots mean they are under review all day. That hurts culture. Ava did not look away. 2 hallway clips are archived, she said. No new hallway files since the review began. The bridge is stated on the invite. The bot posts show response times. The goal is not to watch people. The goal is to protect the team when memory drifts. Mara stepped in. Let's anchor on outcomes, she said. Give me 2 more examples where a process step changed speed or risk. A manager in operations spoke. We used the inbox on a pricing change, she said. Approval came back in 15 minutes. I did not have to find 3 people. The thread stayed in one place. An analyst added a 2nd example. The weekly export found a stale slide, he said. We fixed it before the client saw it. No one had to guess which file was current. Mara wrote no guessing on the board. Riley shifted. I hear the wins, he said. I also hear that people feel policed. They need space to handle small things without a form. Not every change needs a paper trail. Ava kept to the facts. Small changes move through the inbox in minutes, she said. They still get a trail. That prevents churn. It keeps people from debating what happened a week later. She looked at the room, not at him. You get time back when you stop re-arguing the past, she said. You use that time for the work. Mara nodded. Let's test a case, Mara said. Pick a real moment where opinions split. Riley raised his hand. Training deck tone, he said. We wanted a line that showed we could move dates if needed. It makes clients feel safe. Ava spoke at once. The client asked for no date change, she said. The packet set owners and times. The deck matched it. We changed the deck after a written request. That happened twice. Both times posted in minutes. She turned to the finance director. Did that reduce risk on your side? She asked. It did, he said. The audit flags dropped on both accounts. Mara wrote audit flags down on the board. Riley tried to make it broad again. This is about tone, he said. If we sound rigid, clients worry. They want to hear that we trust our people to move. Ava answered with a clean line. We sound clear, she said. Clear earns trust. Trust earns speed. The numbers show it. Mara looked at the clock. We will do a quick pair share, she said. Turn to the person next to you. 1 minute each. Say 1 process you rely on and 1 you want to change. A buzz of talk filled the room. Ava paired with the operations manager. She used her minute. I rely on the inbox, Ava said. It keeps requests in one place. I want to cut any extra recap lines that do not add value. 1 page only. The manager nodded. I want the same, she said. Less text, more time stamps. Pairs wrapped. Mara brought the room back. Now I want 3 statements we can post to the floor, she said. Short, actionable. Ava raised her hand first. 1, she said. Use the change inbox. We reply in under an hour. Nora raised her hand. 2, she said. Dex match the packet. Packet changes need email. The finance director added a 3rd. 3, he said. No side channels to rate a person. Raise process issues in the open. Mara wrote the 3 lines. She read them out loud and asked the room if anyone disagreed. No hands went up. Riley spoke again, voice easy. I support these, he said. I also want language on trust. We trust teams to act when needed. Ava offered a bridge. Add a 4th, she said. We trust teams to act fast inside the rules. Mara looked around. Heads nodded. She wrote the 4th line on the board. Riley smiled. It looked thin. Mara closed the session. I will send these 4 lines to everyone, she said. We will post them. We will hold to them for the quarter. Then we will review the outcomes. People stood. The session broke into small chats. The new hires drifted to Nora with questions. The operations manager asked Ava to send her the 1-page recap template. 2 analysts walked past Riley without stopping. He stood near the back wall and checked his phone. Ava stepped to the coffee tray to rinse a cup. Riley joined her. He kept his voice light. Nice win, he said. You brought a crowd. I brought the record, she said. You made me look slow, he said. You did that when you pushed script edits at dawn, she said. You also tried an external share. Both blocked. He laughed once. No humor in it. You are not afraid to take a shot in a room. I told one truth, she said. You can tell one too. He set the cup down. I will, he said. Soon. She did not answer. She walked out into the hall. Back at her desk, she wrote 3 lines of notes from the session. She sent them to Lena and Mara. 4 lines for the floor. Inbox under an hour. Dex matched the packet. No side channels on people. Trust teams to act fast inside rules. She attached the 1-page recap template and the pilot metrics. She pinned the 4 lines in the project channel. The bot posted the change inbox link again under it. A few checkmarks appeared. Then more. At noon, a Slack DM popped up from Darren. New story from him. Says you hide behind process to avoid hard talks. Says face-to-face is better. Ava replied. Face-to-face in rooms with a board and a clock. Not in halls. Not in jokes. At 1, Mara's email hit all hands. Subject line read 4 team rules for speed and safety. The body listed the 4 lines from the board. It linked to the change inbox and the recap template. It ended with a date for a mid-quarter review. At 1:15, Riley posted in the general channel. Love these. Teams move best when they own the play. Ava did not reply. Nora did. Agree. Clear rules make sales faster. At 2, the vendor bridge opened on time. A small copy tweak came in through the form during the call. Ava approved it in 3 minutes. The bot posted the time. The vendor thanked the team and closed the session early. The chat thread in the project channel gained a few checkmarks and a short line from the finance director. Audit flag still down. At 3, the unknown number sent a text. He will try to frame a private talk as your refusal to collaborate. Keep a witness. Keep it on calendar. Keep it in rooms. Ava typed a single word. Understood. At 3:30, Riley sent a direct invite for a 5-minute huddle. No agenda. No one else listed. Location showed a small phone room. Time set for 4. Ava declined and replied to him and Lena. Please add an agenda and a 2nd person. Let's hold it in a meeting room. I will attend at 4 if those are set. Lena added Jordan and moved the invite to a regular room. Agenda field read Reynolds next steps. Ava accepted. At 4, Riley opened with a smooth line. We can make this quick. I want to align on who speaks in tomorrow's client touchpoint. It will land better if one voice leads. Ava nodded. Agreed, she said. Keep it simple. You take slides 6 to 9. I take 1 to 5 and 10 to 12. We will stick to the deck as posted. Jordan took notes. He repeated the plan back. Riley tried to add a soft caveat. If they ask about moving dates, I will signal flexibility. Ava answered with 1 sentence. You will say we can process a written request inside an hour. Jordan wrote that line down and read it out loud. Riley smiled and signed off on the phrasing. The meeting ended in 10 minutes. Jordan sent the recap to the team with the plan, the names, and the exact line for date questions. Ava filed the message and closed her laptop. On the way out, she passed the board again. Someone had printed the four lines from Mara's email and taped them next to the QR sheet. A few people stood in front of it and talked quietly. No snide jokes. No eyes flicking away. Her phone buzzed once as she reached the elevator. Unknown number. Watch for a rumor that you refused a one-on-one. Your reply should be the recap with names and the agenda. She did not feel dread. She felt ready. She already had the recap. She already had the names. She already had the line that would hold the room in the morning if someone tried to bend it. She wrote a final note for the day. Speak once. Show one page. Ask the room to agree out loud. Then move. The rumor showed up in pieces before lunch. First a glance that slid away when Ava looked up. Then a junior from sales who said he would circle back later and left his question half asked. By 11, two people had sent her the same message in different words. Did you refuse a one-on-one with Riley yesterday? Are you okay? She checked the calendar. She had the invite with the agenda, the added names, and the recap Jordan sent. It had times and the exact line they agreed to use with the client. There was nothing vague to fight. There was only a lie to put next to a page. She wrote a short note to herself. Do not chase. Let it surface in the room. At 11:30, she stepped into the kitchen for water. A designer stood by the sink with a cup. He said, I heard you walked out on him. Ava said, I declined a private huddle and asked for an agenda and a second person. We met at 4 with Jordan. Here is the recap. She held her phone so he could read the first three lines. He nodded and said, makes sense. Across the hall, Riley laughed with two new hires. He said her name and the word difficult in the same breath. He did not lower his voice enough. The sound carried to the doorway. Ava watched the clock. She had a client touchpoint at 1 and a prep at 12:15. She did not have time for hallway games. She returned to her desk and opened the deck. At 12:10, the prep room filled. Nora took a seat near the wall. Jordan sat with his laptop open. Two analysts joined and opened the agenda. Riley slid in last and set his pad on the table. He started fast. Quick concern. We may need to adjust who speaks to keep the tone warm. Yesterday's refusal to meet shows we still have alignment issues. Ava let the words hang. Then she opened the recap on the screen. The first line showed the names and the time. The second line split slides 1 to 5 and 10 to 12 to her, 6 to 9 to him. The third line held the exact sentence for a date change question. She read the three lines out loud. She kept her voice even. She looked at the room, not at him. Jordan nodded. That is what I sent, he said. We met in a room. The invite had an agenda. We agreed on the talk track. One of the analysts looked at Riley. So there was a meeting, he said. He did not try to hide the surprise. Riley smoothed the pad with his palm. We lost time choosing a format. My point is about tone. We need one voice. Nora spoke before Ava could answer. One voice is fine. So is a recap that the team can see. The client does not care how we picked a line. They care that we say the line we promised. The room shifted. It was small. It mattered. Ava advanced the deck to slide 1. We will start on time, she said. We keep it tight. If they ask about dates, we use the line Jordan logged. Any other questions go in the inbox, and we reply in 1 hour. Riley tried again. Some people read that as rigid. Nora did not turn her head. Sales reads that as clear, she said. Clear helps me close. Jordan watched Riley over the top of his screen. He said nothing. He did not have to. The log was on the wall. The touchpoint at 1 was clean. The vendor asked for a copy edit and sent it through the form while the call ran. Ava approved it in 3 minutes. The bot posted the time. Riley handled slides 6 to 9 with a smooth voice. He did not add any line about flexible dates. The client thanked them and ended early. At 1:35, the rumor tried to step back into the hall. A mid-level from another team cornered Ava near the board and said, I heard you refused a one-on-one. He looked like he wanted her to fight him. She did not. We met with a second person in the room, she said. Here is the recap and the names. If you hear anything else, ask the person to post their source. He nodded slowly. He walked away. He did not post anything. That was fine. By 2, the story had split. In one version, she had stormed out on a private talk. In another, she had refused to collaborate. Both sounded lazy when held up to a page with times. That made the rumor sloppy. Sloppy carried risk for the person who pushed it. At 2:10, an all-hands project sync began. The room was full. The whiteboard was clean. The agenda showed 4 items with time boxes. Ava sat near the front. Riley sat 2 seats down. Lena stood at the head with a marker. She started with the 4 lines from Mara's email and wrote them across the top. Inbox under an hour. Dex matched the packet. No side channels on people. Trust teams to act fast and side rules. These hold for this quarter, she said. We will anchor to them in this room. Riley raised his hand first. I want to add a note on collaboration, he said. We will move faster if we handle alignment in person. Too many recaps can chill the room. Lena looked at the board. The rule is clear, she said. Use rooms with an agenda and a clock. Send 1 page after. That does not chill the room. That keeps the work from wandering. Riley kept going. Some people are hiding behind process to avoid hard talks. I will not name names. We all know who is hard to pin down. The sentence landed like a dropped glass. People went still. You could feel the air pull tight. Ava did not raise her voice. She lifted her hand to speak and waited for Lena to nod. I declined a private 5-minute huddle without an agenda, she said. I asked for a second person and a room. We met at 4. Jordan sent the recap. It is pinned. She looked around the table. If anyone needs the link, I will paste it in the channel. If anyone has heard a different story, please post the source. Jordan spoke at once. I have the recap open, he said. I can paste it now. He pasted the link in the sync channel with the names and the time. He did not add a comment. He did not have to. Nora lifted her hand. I heard the rumor, she said. This is the first time I am seeing the recap. It matches what I need as a sales lead. I want this to be the norm. Rooms. Agenda. Recap. Done. 2 small things happened next. A couple of people nodded out loud, which is rare. And a junior who had been quiet all quarter raised a hand and said, I prefer seeing the line we agreed to. It helps me learn how to talk to the client. Lena drew a short box around the 4 rules. We will keep to these, she said. No one needs to guess how to find the source. Riley shifted in his chair. He tried to smile and found a tight version of it. I only want to protect the team, he said. Private talks save time. Ava kept her eyes on Lena. Private talks can be fine when they stay inside scope, she said. They are not fine when they grow into stories about a person. The rule covers that. Silence as the room weighed that. Then Lena capped the marker. Next item, she said. Pilot metrics. Ava stood and handed out the 1 page. She read 3 numbers. Error catches. Response time. Audit flags. She kept it short. She kept proper nouns out of it. She did not say his name. She did not need to. When the sync ended, people filed out in a steady line. 2 stopped by Ava's chair and spoke in low voices. The analyst said, Your page helped in my last client note. I did not have to guess. The operations manager said, Keep the bot times public. It quiets the noise. They did not make a scene. They made a choice in public. That mattered. Riley stayed put for a moment, head bent over his pad. Then he stood and took a step toward Ava like he planned to speak to her. He looked up and saw Jordan watching. He turned and spoke to someone else instead. By 3, the rumor's edges had frayed. A designer posted a screenshot of the recap in a team thread with the line. This is how to play it. A junior who had repeated the story in the morning sent a direct apology to Ava without excuses. Darren messaged. He tried to say you duck hard talks. I sent the link and told him to post sources next time. He used the words told him, not asked him. That was new. At 3:15, Ava walked to the board and taped a fresh print of the 4 rules next to the QR code. She drew a small arrow from the rules to the code. She wrote, Use this to act fast inside these. She signed it with the team name, not her own. At 3:30, Riley made his last try. Desperate and sloppy. He posted a message in the project channel that mixed 2 claims from 2 separate days. He wrote, We lost half a day this week because a recap went out late and blocked the vendor. We cannot keep doing that. Ava looked at the calendar. There was no half-day loss. The only delay that week had been a file lock that saved the deck from a script change at dawn. The vendor had never been blocked. The form log showed times all under 5 minutes. She replied in the channel, not in a direct message. Correction. No vendor block this week. 2 small copy edits processed in 3 and 4 minutes. No half-day loss. The recap posted 10 minutes after each meeting. Logs attached. She attached the inbox bot screenshots and the recap times. She added the vendor thank you line from the call end. She did not add a sentence that said stop lying. She let the timestamp speak. Jordan replied under her post. Confirmed. I sent the recaps. Times match. Nora added one line. Client thanked us for speed. There was no block. Two more check marks appeared. Then many more. The thread went quiet. Riley tried to walk it back. I mixed up last week and this week, he wrote. Apologies for confusion. Ava kept her hands off the keyboard. She did not feed the fire any more oxygen. 20 seconds later, the finance director replied to the whole channel. Please use exact dates and sources in team channels. We will avoid misreads if we stick to posts like Ava's. That pinned the moment to the wall. At 4, Lena sent a short all-hands note. It listed the 4 rules again. It asked people to route process questions through the inbox. It said that culture sessions would continue with a mid-quarter check on outcomes, not opinions. It ended with one sentence. Side comments about a person's reliability belong nowhere. Raise issues about work in rooms with a board and a clock. Ava read the line twice. She put her phone down. She breathed once in and once out. The rest of the day moved forward without sparks. The team shipped a clean draft. The vendor confirmed the next slot. No new rumors reached her ear. She did not chase ghosts across the floor. She sent a 2-line summary to the client and closed her laptop. On the way out, she passed Riley by the elevator. He stood alone with his coat over one arm and his pad under the other. He looked tired in a way that did not read his work. He glanced at her and tried the smile. It held for a second and slipped. Busy day, he said. Productive, she said. He nodded and looked at the elevator numbers. She let the silence sit. She did not fill it with anything that could be twisted. The doors opened. She stepped in. He did not. He stayed where he was, staring at his screen, thumb on the edge, as if waiting for a message that would not come. Outside, the air was cool. Ava stood on the steps and watched the last light wash the street. She felt the shift in her bones. The fight was not about saving her name anymore. It was about setting a way of working that could survive a person like him. She wrote one more line in her notebook on the train. Keep the rules on the wall. Keep the inbox open. Keep the logs clean. Ask the room to agree out loud. Then move the work.